Good morning and welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. And on the program today, community food organizer for Ten Rivers Food Web, Chloe Rico.
Hi.
Good morning. Chloe and I are going to talk about the farmers market, the Lincoln County Fairgrounds food literacy, also the Lincoln County Foods Group are going to be some of the issues we're going to be discussing. Chloe, maybe you can just briefly tell us about who Ten Rivers Food Web is, and then get a little history on you too.
Sure.
What's going on with Ten Rivers Food Web?
Ten Rivers Food Web is a community organization that's based out of Corvallis, but they cover the three-county region, which is Lynn, Benton, and Lincoln County. And their focus really is on our food system. And it's about bringing, their kind of mission statement is like bringing local food to local tables. And it really encompasses so many different things that are involved in our food system, and from supporting farmers and fishermen and producers who want to get food to people around our area, and then supporting consumers who want access to that food, and also low-income consumers who want to eat healthier or need access to better food for various reasons.
Yeah, I think when we touch on the Lincoln County Foods Group and, you know, obviously the farmers market, there's been some synergy in the community that's been there. But Ten Rivers Food Web really seems to have kind of this comprehensive mission. It's taken me a while to kind of digest,
yeah,
you know, how there are so many aspects to getting food to
Definitely.
Your table, from production to transportation and all those issues. It's interesting. I really encourage our listeners to go to tenriversfoodweb.org and look at the mission statement. It's very well thought out. I mean, it really puts everything on in stages to really get it together.
The idea is that a web or a system is interconnected, like you said, and there's a lot of things that, you know, one thing isn't isolated by itself. So when the farmers can get a real price for their food, or the fishermen, then that has ripple effects on all of us in our area and really increases food security. And I think that's the idea, and our hope is that we look at the big picture and all those little small things add up together.
Well, maybe you could give us some background about you, because the last time you were on the program, you were with Belinda Judelman, and you were both Vistas. So just to rewind just a little bit, did you go to school at OSU?
I didn't, no.
Okay.
I went to school on the eastern part of the country at Fordham University in New York. I came out to Oregon through a couple of different means, but I, you know, didn't study food systems or food issues in college. You know, it was a little bit before this kind of came into the national forefront, or at least on my mind. But and so I studied mostly social justice issues and poverty, and I was living in Mexico and working with an organization called Los Niños, and they kind of work with empowering women in the border region of the country. And one of their big focuses is nutrition. And it was really my first exposure to the effects that nutrition and kind of focusing on food in your life and learning how to cook healthy for your family and taking control of that and learning how to raise food can really have a profound effect. There I worked with people who were, they owned bees and were part of like a collective that made honey, and other peoples who grew nopales, which is the cactus. And so they really taught me a lot about food systems, and I read a lot of books while I lived there, and that's how I got into it. So I heard about the RARE program, which is an AmeriCorps program out of the University of Oregon, and it's Resource Assistance for Rural Environments, and they're really great. And they, I applied for their program, and I got in, and I got to do food systems work because of their partnership with Oregon Food Bank. And I was so lucky because it was really like on-the-job learning experience, and I got to do it for 2 years. And last year was here in Newport, and the partner was with Ten Rivers Food Web, and so that's how I'm here today.
And so was Ten Rivers just looking for that individual, or has the organization grown so they can kind of you know, plop you over here to really put some synergy into the mission?
Yes. They have grown kind of a lot over the last year because the year before they had two rare AmeriCorps members,
mm-hmm.
and one in Linn County and one in Lincoln, and this really gave them the opportunity to connect with people more out here and have more of a presence and learn really about the community in a different way. And so luckily, we received funding this year from Meyer Memorial Trust for Food Systems.
Great.
And from the USDA a little bit through their Farmers Market Promotion Program. And that's why I'm here today. So it's great.
Well, and the listeners need to understand that Ten Rivers is a 501c3 nonprofit.
Yes.
So why might a farmer, for example, donate to Ten Rivers? What are the concerns about individuals out there in the field that say, hey, Ten Rivers is working for us?
Sure. Well, the idea is not that farmers need to sign up with Ten Rivers or do anything like
correct,
that.
Yeah, correct me in my thinking there, yeah.
Yeah, and there's it's no sort of donation process, but it is about we want to be able to help and be supportive in certain ways. And I think especially through doing the community food assessments that I got to do last year and the year before, you start to understand that farming is a really difficult job and that there's a lot of ways where the community or other people can be supportive and where collective working or where support in certain aspects can really help their business do better.
Mm-hmm.
I think a great example of that is the Fairgrounds Farmers Market here, because one farmer alone or one producer or one fisherman can't really do that on their own. They need a group of people to come together to put this market together. And that's kind of, I was lucky to be able to help facilitate that process. And
mm-hmm.
I think that's a role, that's a good example of a role that Ten Rivers can play. And so we always want to be listening to what people want, what consumers want and what producers want. And that way we can respond to that and hopefully help and not be obstructive to anything like that.
Your assessment that you did previously.
Yeah.
What kinds of things did you take away from that assessment as far as, you know, things maybe the listeners might want to know about the state of, you know, our food situation in the county?
Sure. I took away that for a long time, agriculture was on the incline here and that
mm-hmm.
There were various reasons why. The timber industry and the fact that we have pretty low quality of soils here and that those certain things led to agriculture not being as prominent. I mean,
mm-hmm.
we have the lowest in the state, county by county. But what I did take away, the flip side to that, is that in the last kind of 10 years, a little bit less, we've seen a 600% increase in direct
wow.
sales.
Hmm.
So what that means is that farmers that are selling to you, me, at the farmer's market, from their farm stand, at a store, at a restaurant, are really growing in our community. And so that's why we really thought the Fairgrounds Farmer's Market was a good fit, because there was this increase in these people, and they needed a new outlet for selling food. And so I think that's a really positive thing to take away. I think another thing that's really important is our fishing industry is
mm-hmm.
That people are interested in connecting fish to a more local market. I think it's definitely available here in Newport, but reaching into the Corvallis area, into the valley, and having that fish available for people there is a strong interest, and I'm really excited about that. So that was a big part. And then I think from the consumer or the food access side, that we have poverty here, and we have a lot of people who are food insecure for certain reasons, either
mm-hmm.
because they live in a rural area in our community and their grocery store is really unable to provide nutrition or a lot of good food because it's too difficult and they don't have clients who can come to them regularly and they have to charge high prices or they don't have access to that food. And so on that side, it's about making healthy food more available. And also, I think there's a strong interest in nutrition in our community. A lot of people have expressed that they want to host cooking classes or participate in them. So I think that's another big piece that I took away.
Lincoln County Connections, we're with Chloe Rico. She's the community food organizer, Ten Rivers Food Rub in Lincoln County. Chloe, you'd mentioned farmers market when you had done your food assessment probably about a year ago.
Yeah, it started a little around September last year. So.
And you had seen the increasing demand for things like farmers markets. I know on the Ten Rivers Food Web mission statement and overview of food of the food web, I forget what county it was, there was like a 1,000% increase in demand for farmers market type products.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on here, first of all, that folks are really synergized about farmers markets? Because I know from over the years going to ours, it's definitely reaching more of a critical mass now.
Yeah, the summer farmers markets in our area do such a great job, and they're really out there and on 101, and you see them, and they're really great. And I think what makes them fit really well in Lincoln County is that it gives some flexibility to farmers, and it lets them kind of adapt to new customers and try out new products.
Mm-hmm.
And it works well in our area. But one of the really great things about our farming and our agriculture is that we live in a mild enough climate that you can grow for the majority of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And for farmers especially, there's a need for new markets, new,
mm-hmm.
and by that I mean like new avenues to sell overall. And you know, they don't want their money to just come in the summertime. You know, they have stuff, they
sure.
can't have stuff available for more of the year. And I think on the flip side, consumers love the farmers markets because you can interact with people that grow your food. You can know and be assured of what you're eating, and you can test
yeah.
it out and look at it. And it's a good process. So the Fairgrounds Farmers Market, the Lincoln County Fairgrounds Farmers Market, I should say, it came out of all of this to give a different avenue and more of the year avenue for selling food.
One of the things that my stepmom said to me the other day when we went to the Fairgrounds Farmers Market was, you know, she expected to see more produce.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to find a lot of items there. When does the produce kind of tail off, and what kind of variations will you see in the
sure.
winter months?
Well, there definitely is produce available, and it's sometimes hard to spot through
yeah.
all the stuff, but if you go to the left-hand side of the market when you walk in, that whole back of that whole wall is all produce. But I understand, because winter produce is very different from summer,
mm-hmm.
and winter food is very different from summer food. So you're not really going to have tomatoes, though Walker Farms did have some tomatoes this past weekend. And, you know, you're not going to really have corn, and that's not really something that grows here very well.
Yeah.
So what does grow here really well are winter vegetables, root vegetables, and kind of those greens. So there's lots of salad greens, kale, there's potatoes and onions, and all of those types of root vegetables, some that you've never seen, lots of cabbage.
Mm-hmm.
And those are really, really great. And I think it's about learning to incorporate those foods. And if you ask the farmer, oh, how would you make this? You know, like rutabagas, which is something I've never really cooked with before.
Yeah.
My friend made them for me the other night and made them into French fries. But it's like a healthy version. So you just ask, and people will let you know.
Well, and there's a segue into the food literacy component
yeah.
of Ten Rivers and part of your mission, because if we can educate people, obviously, how to prepare what's available when
sure.
it's available, then we can just, you know, create the full circle. So can you talk about some things that are coming up and maybe opportunities for food literacy
sure.
That you're going to be providing?
Yeah, and food literacy is kind of, it encompasses so many different things. So through the Lincoln County Foods Group, we are going to be doing some new things in 2012. And A few are around nutrition education. We hope to start food demos at the pantries in our county, and that would really just be having a volunteer cook a dish or make a product, like make those rutabagas into French fries or something like that. And offer samples at our pantry so people can try them and then give out recipe cards. It's a really easy way to look at pantry food and see how you can make it into something that's maybe more delicious than you thought it would be. So that's just a really simple thing. And then we hope to do cooking classes, and specifically a course called Cooking Matters. And it's a nationwide course through Share Our Strength. And it's really great class because it is a six-week series, but it really focuses on making the kitchen less intimidating.
Right.
Which for me, I am not a home cook.
Nor am I.
I try, and I've been learning for a long time, but I've sat in on those classes before, and I loved it because it taught me things that I didn't even think I knew not to know. So, and it was really not a place where you felt that you're, like, surrounded by people who knew all this stuff, and they're, like, chefs. No, not at all. So I really love those courses, and I hope we can have that here come the springtime somewhere in that area. And then also the Lincoln County Foods Group really wants to focus on education about the food that we have here, but also about food issues. So we're hoping to do a film series to show hopefully at the PAC or at the Bijou Theater in Lincoln City about some films that are really informative and useful. And then we're going to have more stuff that's going on. We actually have our first meeting on Thursday.
With the Foods Group?
With the Foods Group.
Okay.
The first meeting since I've been back, and I'm really excited to see everyone, and we're going to talk about this more.
And is anyone welcome?
Everyone is welcome. It's from 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. at the Extension office here in Newport in the conference room.
And for those who don't know as well, all the websites are sort of interconnected. TenRiversFoodWeb.org, there's a section for Newport or Lincoln County. Lincoln County Foods Group, which has had a blog website for quite a while where you can really see a list of
of our farms.
At LincolnCountyFoods.org. Those are ways listeners can research and kind of see more about what's going on, put it within context, because there's so much we haven't covered at all. But so anybody's welcome to the Lincoln County Foods Group. That's great. Well, Chloe, we got just a couple minutes left. Any famous last words, things that you're thinking about? Because I know this is going to be a process for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just really excited to work with everyone again and to be able to help out in whatever way people want to move and how they want to see it. And I'm excited also to implement some of the things from the food assessment and to work more closely with some of the fishermen in our area. And I think that'll be really great. I do want to add that for the Fairgrounds Market, I kind of wanted to say, like, what I bought this weekend. Because
Did you buy?
I think that's fun, and local food is different than just produce. I bought frozen blueberries, which were so good.
Did not see those.
Yeah, I know. Got to look for them.
Huh.
Common Treasury Farm. I brought ground lamb from Walker Farms. I brought potatoes. I bought some wild cherry honey. And I bought some celery, which was surprising to have that there right now. And so it's pretty cool what's available in our community and what the farmers are bringing. They're really innovative. And you just have to think and expand your mind about some of these things, and they're really good.
Well, I left with kale and a cupcake. So not quite as diverse as you, but... Chloe, thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you so much.
It's great to have you here. And if you want to contact Chloe, I know it's 867-8672.
Yes.
Or generally like 9 to 5, 8 to 5, anytime.
Generally 9 to 5. You can leave a message if I'm not there because sometimes I'm out and about. And I work at the Small Business Development Center and at the Oregon Coast Community College. So you can stop by if you want to.
Okay, Chloe Rico, TenRiversFoodWeb.org. Thanks for coming on the
show.
We look forward to having you back and teaching us more about food issues in Lincoln County. Well, with just a few seconds left on the program, I do want to remind you that next week we'll have Jamila Freitman on the program. She is an AmeriCorps working on continuity of operations planning in the face of disasters and is available to help organizations with their COOP plans. So please tune in next week, same time, same place, at 8:30 a.m. here on KCUP. Have a wonderful day.